Project Podcast, all things Kansas State sports, here on this rainy Thursday morning, May 2nd, 2024, the Pro Project Podcast, all things K-State sports out there in Manhattan, Kansas, Eddie Greer III, checking in for a few minutes, and the road trip, rainy. Speaking of rain, K-State, Nebraska, Jackson Brockett rained on K-State's parade last night out there in Lincoln, Nebraska, as he put down a no-hitter against K-State in an 8-0 loss for K-State last night in Lincoln, Nebraska there. There's nothing much to talk about here at this point here, but you had to go 2-2, and you lose 3 of 4 on the road trip there. And I had Alex put me, my co-host Alex Aiden, on the bonus channel, Greer 3 Eddie's Podcast. And if the weather holds, we're going to record, we will record later on tonight. I'm laughing at this because, wow. So, Jackson Brockett, this was the first complete game and no-hitter since 1954 for that program. And to get embarrassed, well, it's a rip now. Of course, I have to rewind back to the first year of this podcast that we got no hit. If I remember correctly, we got no hit by Kansas. Oh, man. And now we let our old rivals get the last laugh here and let complete game. That's a rarity in this day and age that you get a complete game, nonetheless a no-hitter. Both of those are a rarity now in this day and age. But back in, well, I might be talking about Major League Baseball. You're seeing complete games and whatnot, but you're seeing less and less. You're seeing less and less of that in the major leagues, and you rarely see this in the college game. But we have now seen this Pete Hughes team get no hit, at least for the second time since this podcast has been on iTunes, Spotify, wherever you get your podcasts there. So Pete Hughes in a quick comment here. Brockett was unreal tonight for Nebraska. Says in a quote, that was a pitching staff playing their fourth game in 4 days, which makes his performance even more impressive. Yeah, so whenever Casey's offense took the night off, clearly, there as well as Brockett struck out a career-high 12 K-State hitters and only walked 2. So in the win, Mark not only left his first career complete game, but also his first career shutout. So a lot of firsts for Jackson Brockett. And of course, we're going to have to continue on here with Pete Hughes post game here after his team, watching his team getting not only shut out, but they got no hit in this game, 8-0, and which wraps up a pretty trying to find the right word here, but which is good with disappointing here because I might get in trouble. But anyways, quote, it was no fluke tonight. He kept us off balance all night. There was hardly a threat of a hit, Pete Hughes goes on to say. And as he goes on, moves on here, quote, sometimes you need to get punched in the nose to put you back on the right track. Friday will be here before we know it, and the appropriate reaction to tonight's result must be in play. Well, there's nothing
really nice to say about this. Now, K-State now 26-18, and now them being shut out last night, third time this year they've been shut out, right? So let's see if I won't even touch the box score here. Well, I'm going to anyways. So yeah, Nebraska now goes to 28-15 on the campaign here, and yep, K-State nothing except for 2 errors. And of course, Nebraska, 8 runs, 12 hits, and an error. Jackson Brockett got the win, 2-0. while Josh Renthrop now drops to 500 this year for Kansas State. 2-3, time in the game. Well, start of the game was just after 6. And then time of this game, 2 hours, 31 minutes, and a huge crowd, almost 5,000, saw this epic performance, epic pitching performance by Jackson Brockett there as well. And it's really, yeah, it's pretty much straightforward. Nothing to toot your horn at. In this case here, K-State used all kinds of pitchers yet again. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 K-State pitchers used last night. Winthrop only went 2 1/3. Cole Wisenbaker, J.J. Schlag, Blake Dean, Adam Arthur, Sam Roberts, Jacob Frost. So again, you pretty much empty. You don't use Jackson Whitworth. You don't use Tyson Nabers. And Jackson Brockett dominated your lineup there. So you get nothing from your 1-for-4 hitters. Nothing really to the rest of this lineup there pretty much throughout this game. Yeah, so let me see if I can pull up the schedule here real quick. But yeah, so, again, K-State gets no hit, and then there's nothing really much to talk about for this episode. So I apologize for that, but I am going to find. Let's see. Baseball, of course. There it is. I overlooked it a little bit. Yeah, so let's see. Take the schedule here. Let's see if it pulls up the remaining the weekend schedule here. If it doesn't, then there we go. So we're in the month of May, and you start out with a loss. And speaking of KU, look at that. So I mentioned KU. We got no hit by KU. I'm pretty sure we got hit. We talked about that the first year of the podcast. That was pretty embarrassing. And speaking of them, well, K-State gets the rivals, in-state rivals, next on Friday, which is going to be tomorrow, which starts a three-game set, critical three-game series, back at Toyin Family Stadium, game one tomorrow night at 6, then Saturday, game 2, 4 o'clock Central Time. All these are Central Time, and then the finale of the series on Sunday at Toyin Family Stadium, which, by the way, is a Sunday Family 4-Pack edition on Sunday. 1 o'clock matinee on Sunday at the ballpark. And I'm pretty sure we're going to get good crowds for those as well, because this is going to be the Dylan Sunflower Showdown at Toyin Family Stadium. Kansas Jayhawks come to town. You better not get no hit by them, or I am going to go on a rant on this podcast. But yeah, rarely on this podcast too much that K-State has got no hit twice since we started this podcast. So that's nothing to be laughing about there as well. So you lose here. Any of these games, really, I'm going on a limb and be a Denny Hamlin and call, they need to sweep this team. Now, I think KU is at the bottom fourth. As I'm going to pull up the stands, this is the Pro Project Podcast, postcast edition. Nothing really to talk about because K-State got no hit by Nebraska last night in Lincoln, Nebraska, which turned out to be a historical performance for them. 8-0 to score last night there. As now they're going to come home and search for answers there as well. So at least if there is a positive side of that, this was not a conference game. Oh, gosh. I have to double check that. Okay, so, well, I'm wrong about that, so I take that back. KU is ahead of K-State in the standings when you look at it. So, KU, 12-9 in the conference, 5th right now. K-State remains 8th, 10-11, yeah. K-State, and yeah, again, similar records again. KU, maybe I'm not giving them much credit, but still, I'm still going on a limb and saying, yeah, I think K-State, you need to come out there in your home place and sweep this team. I'm calling it right here on the Pro Project Podcast. I know I've been wrong before. Every time I call out stuff, I've been wrong before. But if K-State's going to have any chance, yeah, that hurts. 26-18, K-State. KU 26-15 here in 2024 so far.
So that's where we're lining up at in this instance here for this baseball team. So yeah, there's nothing, like I said, nothing really positive. Well, that is the only positive. Yeah. Two positives. Well, that's not a conference game. Nebraska won. And two, if you hear rain, we're recording. Yep, because it's been thundering lightning all morning long so far today here in Kansas City, Missouri. At least where I'm at anyways. So, and then the second thing, you're going home, Toyton Family Stadium. Your offense needs to show up. So maybe that's probably a good thing that they got no hit because maybe they can wake the bats up and take the frustrations out of the Jayhawks, which they need to, because they need all three of these games, really. They cannot afford to lose any of them. So there you go on that. So that's the short end of the postcast here, as Nebraska no hits, K-State last night. Report, as I tweeted to Alex last night, late last night, it ain't good. This ain't good. This, and if you lose to KU, any one of these games, it's definitely not good to lose to your arch rival, to your in-state rival. So, Hugh, all three of these games start tomorrow night. K-State, you have to get up for your rival. No excuses whatsoever. The Pro Project Podcast, all things K-State sports. You can get it wherever podcasts are found. We're free and available daily, or wherever we do decide to post K-State content. Again, our other channel, Greer 3 Eddie's Podcast, G-R-I-E-R, the number 3 Eddie's Podcast. I'm hoping to do, actually... Me and Alex will be getting together tonight to record a bonus pod, and it might be another one as K-State got their linebacker from the transfer portal a couple of days ago. We missed out on that, but K-State got their linebacker. So what is this car doing? What are you doing? Anyways. Yeah, that's irritating. But anyways, this is even irritating. KK State getting no hit again. But we better just go in this podcast now before I say something stupid. But anyways, yeah. But if you're first time listening to the podcast, appreciate it for you guys stopping by. Especially if you're a K-State fan in the Kansas City metro area, please make sure you subscribe to this podcast on the Purple Headset. We're on iTunes, Spotify. But if you want more bonus content, me and Alex again for the 1,000th time, Greer 3 Eddie's Podcast, only on Podbean, all caps, only podcast. That's where you're gonna find it, right there. Well, that's gonna do it on this weird nothing postcast edition of the podcast. K-State shut out, no hit last night, 8-0 against the Nebraska Cornhuskers. The road trip sucks. You lose 3-4. Now you search for answers against in-state rival KU. Can they respond? To find out this weekend. Eddie Greer here in KC, Missouri. Alex ain't out there in San Diego, California. The Pearl Project Podcast continues here in the first couple days of May. Go Cats!